Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, new figures from the Commission for Energy Regulation today reveal 405,000 domestic energy accounts are in arrears nationwide. The figures also show an increase in disconnections. Well, the information was requested by Senator Lynn Boylan, Sinn Féin's climate justice spokesperson, and Senator Boylan joins us now from our Oireachtas studio. Good morning to you. Thank you for,
Good morning, Claire,
with us this morning. What do the figures tell us, and why did you ask for them at this point in the year? What was your thinking?
Well, I suppose the focus on particularly domestic gas and electricity prices generally, you know, there's a focus in the winter because people are using more of those products. But the St. Vincent de Paul came before the Climate Committee in May, and they were very clear in saying that now is the time that we need to be stepping in. So I had requested the figures so that we would have the most up-to-date figures going into the summer so measures can be put in place in a timely fashion and not waiting until the winter when the figures become even worse. So what we can clearly see is that, unfortunately, the trend is continuing in the wrong direction. Okay. You know, the numbers are still increasing.
Because the government will be looking ahead now at the autumn and wondering whether the time is right or whether they should put the credit system in place again, where people got €200 and they got three tranches of that. Let's take a more in-depth look, though, at what you found out from the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities. Take us through those numbers, Lynn.
So for domestic electricity customers, what we're seeing in May of this year, 240,791 customers were in arrears. That's an increase of 41,000 customers, or 21% increase. So that's quite significant, I suppose, coming into the period where you would expect people to be using less. In the domestic gas figures then, what we've seen is it's a smaller increase, an increase of 4,000 customers have gone into arrears, which is a 3% increase. But again, given that that's a time of the year when people would be using less gas, it's still going in the wrong direction. And we know that, with the last time we had discussed this on your show, it was a 1 in 4 domestic gas customers were in arrears, and that is increasing. So it's not a good trend for, you know, going into the winter.
And when it comes to disconnections, as the CRU says in the letter that we have here in front of us, they would expect to see a lift because the moratorium on disconnections was lifted on the 31st of March. So what do you see in the numbers?
So for the disconnections, what we've seen is, you know, in April there were 16 disconnections, whereas in May we had an extra 137 disconnections. And then for domestic gas customers, again, we saw in May a further 196 people were disconnected. So I suppose the thing is, the moratorium does help people from preventing them from being disconnected. But again, it goes back to, the point that the St. Vincent de Paul keeps making, is that you need to put in place a system where people can pay down their arrears, which prevents them from, I suppose, being disconnected in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And the government might start using the windfall tax from energy companies here, because it's expected to generate between 280 to 600 million euro for the exchequer. But we don't have clarity, do we, at this stage, about how the government is going to use that money?
No, so it concluded in the Seanad this week, the windfall tax legislation. One of the criticisms we've had as a party of it is the fact that it's only going to apply to the profits from December 2022, whereas other European countries like France and Austria and Belgium went back as far as May 2022, because we know that that's when the really significant profits were being made. So we know it will apply from December 2022, but what we don't know is exactly how that's going to be ring-fenced to support people. What we've called for is that it will be ring-fenced completely for domestic users, so those households that are really, really struggling, and that it wouldn't be used for large energy users, as we've seen in the past, where subsidies were given to those large energy users like data centres.
Looking ahead, though, we had Muireann Lynch on from the ESRI yesterday on the programme, and we were talking to her about what we can expect to see when it comes to our energy bills. She was explaining to us that the wholesale prices are coming down, and she would very much expect that consumer prices would be coming down, certainly by the end of the year. Do you think the government still needs to sign off on an energy grant across the board this autumn? Universal credit or targeted, as you say there?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that they need to do. So one, around the windfall tax, we do need to see very targeted measures such as a discretionary debt utility fund. So the St Vincent de Paul told us they have a 50% increase on people coming to them looking for assistance with their electricity bills. So we've repeatedly called for that fund to be put in place so that community welfare officers can help people directly with their bills. We've also called for the, you know, people who are on the working family payments, so those low income households, that they would be eligible for the fuel allowance. So there's a number of very targeted measures the government could take. But the other thing that we've also called for is that the regulator needs to be given more teeth to do the job that they need to do. And as you said, we know the wholesale prices are coming down, but what we're not seeing, we're seeing a very long lag in customers feeling the benefit of those prices. And that's because of the hedging practices of electricity companies. And what we have said is that the regulator needs to have some oversight of those hedging practices, like in other European countries, so that they would know what percentage of the bill is related to the hedging practices of the company and how long those contracts are lasting for. So we would know when we would expect to see the discount applied, as opposed to just taking the word of the electricity companies.
Okay, when we could expect to see the prices coming down ultimately. Senator Lynn Boylan from Sinn Féin, thank you for joining us on the programme. Coming up next, some news on the chickenpox vaccination for children.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.